Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Jones Zone. Today, we have Kirsten Wardman. Kirsten has moved to Montana. She relocated from Orange County. When did you move to Montana?
I've been here about a year now.
All right. So you've been there a year now. So tell our listeners. So this series is for people, California specifically, who are considering moving out of state. Because we have so many people that are moving out of state, I thought it would be informative to know, you know, some ins and outs from actual Californians who've moved to that state. So she's in the state of Montana. Where in Montana are you, by the way?
I'm in Kalispell, Montana. So I'm a little bit more north.
Okay. So, and tell us, why did you move to Montana?
So it's actually a funny story. It's probably the most impulsive thing I've ever done in my life, to be transparent. My parents have been coming up here for years to get out of the Arizona heat during the summers. So this last summer I was here visiting them and it just made sense to stay. I work from home, which is a bonus, so I can pretty much work anywhere in the United States. And yeah, that was kind of my big factor in coming here. It's absolutely beautiful year round and it's not as congested.
So you did have obviously some reasons, and it was the beauty of the landscape and the state, and then also the lack of congestion, I suppose. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. We have highways. We don't even have freeways. So that was a little bit of culture shock too, because you know, we just have two lanes going each way.
Yeah. So that obviously you don't need it because there's not as many people there.
Not during the winter. During the summer, we do have a very large influx of tourism, which is actually what promotes a lot of the local economy.
Okay. So I just have a list of questions that I'm just going to go through and read them too. So tell us more about what's in Montana as far as the cities. What's the biggest city in Montana?
So I live in Kalispell, which is actually one of the larger cities. I'm about 25 minutes from Whitefish, Montana, which is one of the bigger destination spots for people to come. Kalispell, you have all of your kind of big box stores, if you will. You know, you have Walmart, Target, Chick-fil-A, all of those necessities. If you're looking for a smaller town feel, Whitefish would be the next biggest one to me. And then if you go about 5 hours south, there's Bozeman, Montana, which has actually been dubbed Bozangeles because so many people are moving there from California.
Oh, wow. Interesting. And is that in the ski area?
They do have some ski areas down there, but Whitefish Mountain, which is very close to me, is one of the biggest ones in Montana.
So the area where you said, mentioned how they call it Bozangeles, you said?
Yes.
Do you know of anybody that has moved there at all?
Actually, one of my partners at work, his family is in Bozeman. So he actually comes out here about twice a year to see them.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, and now what's the biggest difference you've seen in between California and Montana?
Definitely the pace of life. So we joke that there's this thing called Montana time and it's a real thing. If you're at the grocery store, just be mentally prepared for the person in front of you to have a full-on conversation with the clerk when they're checking out. I mean, everyone's really friendly here, which is kind of different when you come from California. Everybody waves. There's always kids playing outside. So those are really the big differences I saw, but you definitely have to be mindful of slowing down the pace of what you do here because nothing is fast.
Boy, it's interesting because I've done a lot of states so far and I get that exact thing with Oklahoma time, Tennessee time, South Carolina time, Texas time. It seems as though California is a pretty hectic place, comparatively speaking.
It is, you know, it's kind of what you want out of life. We've had a lot of people moving here since COVID because work from home's become a much bigger opportunity in a lot of fields. So
yeah, that's probably huge. So how's the weather? How's the weather in Montana? What's the coldest? What's the hottest? You get four seasons there, etc.
So during the summer, it's absolutely beautiful. It's sunny. It's in the 70s, not a cloud in the sky. The one thing that's really different is it actually stays light here till about 10 p.m. during the summer. So that was kind of culture shock when you're trying to go to bed and the sun's still out. But during the winters, we do get pretty harsh winters normally. This winter was actually considered mild. And I think we only got like 4 feet of snow, the biggest one. During like spring and fall, the summer here, well, the winter here gets very interesting because you could have snowstorms, you could have hailstorms. It might be hot, it might be negative 10. You're kind of just at the mercy of the weather. So that was kind of interesting. The coldest we had this year, I think, was negative 27 at night.
Wow.
That is rough because when you walk outside in that, it almost just hurts to breathe.
And now how long during the year is it that cold? I mean, is that December, January, and February, or is that only January typically? And I know it's just typical. What would be normal?
It generally starts late October, early November. We do have a really, really pretty fall season where it's kind of like that storybook thing where you have, you know, the trees with the orange leaves and it's beautiful. But then once the actual snow hits, everything dies. So that's kind of a bummer.
For around 3 months?
It can snow here until May, to be honest.
Okay. So a little longer.
Yeah, you're really at the mercy of the weather that year. If you live towards the mountains, you get it a little bit worse than if you're in the big cities.
Now, you mentioned that your folks, in fact, this is kind of interesting. I'm not sure even if you knew this, but my mom, who's JJ, used to work with your mom's mom, your grandma. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Yeah, you knew that. Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. And the only reason I bring that up is because I wanted to ask you about you were talking about your folks spending some time in Arizona and in Montana. Now, are there a lot of Californians who, I don't know if you would know this, but do you know Californians who are living there part-time, let's say? Is that what your folks are doing?
Yes. So they opted to move to Arizona from California when they retired, but they aren't in love with the summers in Arizona because it can get very, very, very hot. So my parents actually started coming up to Whitefish to kind of split up those seasons and get a milder summer. And they love it. It does seem like quite a few Californians are moving to Montana. The interesting thing is there's actually kind of a reverse migration going back to California after a lot of people experience their first real winter.
Oh, so did your folks do an Airbnb or do they have a property or do they do a short-term rental?
They do a short-term rental.
Okay. So that's doable. There's a market there for rentals during the hot months, during the summertime.
Yes. The only trade-off with that, if somebody is moving here full-time and trying to rent, is a lot of rental agreements only run from, let's say, October to May, because those summer months are such prime months up here. Most landlords triple the rent and want to get short-term renters in there.
Okay, got it. Well, that makes sense. So you've got minus 27 was your cold, probably 4 months out of the year, maybe even a little bit longer. It's pretty cold. The summertime, does it get hotter than 85 degrees there much?
No. Actually, a lot of people here don't even have air conditioning in some of the older homes.
Interesting. Well, that's no wonder they're there. Okay. So do you know about the taxes? How are the taxes there?
So income tax is less. Property taxes are much lower. And the one big benefit is unless you live in a city that has city tax with the tourism, you have no sales tax. So a lot of people come here to purchase vehicles and larger items to avoid that sales tax.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So now, and what about the other cost of living, utilities, your food, your insurance, your tags for your car? How are those things looking there in Montana?
Food is actually more expensive, believe it or not. We do have your big box stores like, you know, Albertsons, but generally items are, you know, I would say anywhere from $3 to $5 more expensive here, I think because they have to ship everything in here. But the other perk with that too is you can also purchase a lot of locally, you know, produced meat. So that part's really nice. Utilities aren't as bad as California, but you will have a pretty large gas bill during the winter because you can't turn your heater off. The other one you really have to be mindful of here is having someone come over and cap your sprinklers and put up your storm drains because they'll freeze over during the winter. And then you have a very large expense if you have to go in and start replacing those things.
So what do they cap the, say that again, what do they do? This is preparation for a home in Montana for the winter time. So you have to do a few things.
Yes, you want to make sure your air conditioning unit's covered. All the storm drains here have kind of like kicks on them so you can flip them up to make sure the pipes don't freeze. And then you also have to make sure that your sprinklers have been turned off and then capped to make sure that those lines don't fill up with frozen water and then burst.
Wow.
You have to be cognizant of a few of those things. If you have a basement, you also have to be pretty careful with that to make sure it doesn't flood, because that can get very expensive.
Yeah, I would say so. So now what about the economy and jobs? How's that?
The thing here is blue collar work you can find very easily. There's actually a large shortage of healthcare workers and like construction jobs, for example. So actually a lot of people come in to work there and rotate. So like the hospitals here have a very large traveling nurse program because there's just not enough people here to fill those jobs. As far as like fast food and restaurants go, they've actually had a very difficult time staffing those as well. It's kind of interesting because you will go into some places, it's Thursday at 5 o'clock, and they'll just tell you, we don't have enough people, we can't serve you. So
wow,
that's kind of interesting.
Goodness, that is interesting. Hmm. So what do you do? What's there to do in Montana? What's there to do in Montana?
It really depends on what you enjoy and what season it is. The hunting season is very popular up here. There's a lot of fishing, ice fishing. If you ski and snowboard, we have some of the most beautiful mountains in the United States. Snowmobiling is very popular. You just have to kind of watch, and this was new for me, they send out avalanche warnings. So you kind of have to pay attention to those local things. But aside from that, there's local rodeos. We have one of the bigger outdoor country festivals every year. It's called Under the Big Sky, and that's in Whitefish, and it draws thousands of people from all over the United States.
Oh, very cool.
And the big one is Glacier National Park. If you're into the outdoors, Glacier is absolutely amazing. You could spend days there and not even see everything.
Wow. So now, is the show Yellowstone filmed in Montana? Do you know? Or is that?
I actually don't know on that one. There is the Yellowstone Club, which is a very exclusive neighborhood. They do Pride. So The Shining, the Stephen King movie.
Mm, yes.
Some of the beginning shots were actually the Going to the Sun Road here. So the locals are very proud of that.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie. That was a freaky movie. You mentioned the medical. How is the medical situation? Well, oftentimes people that are retiring are older and they need their doctors close by. How's the medical?
It depends again. So the upside is the emergency rooms here are empty, believe it or not. If you go to emergency, you're waiting maybe 5 to 10 minutes to be seen, which is very amazing. But if you have to find a dentist or you have to find a specialist, those can be months and months out. So that's the only drawback, because there's, you know, one neurologist in this entire area, for example. So if you need specialty care, it's definitely something you would want to look into prior to moving here. But if it's just basic urgent care, doctors, you know, the emergency room, they're very easy to get into. Logan Health is our primary provider here.
Okay. And then what about the schools? What schools are in Montana? The University of Montana, I think. Any other big schools?
To be honest, not really. Kalispell, the community college here, is very large. The school system in elementary is actually a little bit interesting from my understanding from my friends that have kids. You can actually pick what school your kids go to. It doesn't just go by, you know, zoning in your district. A lot of the smaller towns still have schoolhouses where you'll have multiple grades being, you know, taught together. So some parents opt for that. Some parents, you know, opt for more of like a charter school. You can really decide the best course of action for your particular child, which is kind of a bonus here.
Oh, that is very nice, actually. So now what about critters? I know it was funny. I'm talking to my South Carolina person that moved there. She was mentioning alligators. And then someone in Texas said these enormous bugs. So you have bugs or mosquitoes or animals?
We do have ticks. So if you have a dog, you do want to check them for ticks, even if you're in the cities. We actually just had one in our dog the other week. As far as other critters go, we just have your normal, you know, mosquitoes, spiders. Nothing too scary. You do have to be careful with the deer. So we have a lot of what they refer to as city deer, which are just these packs of deer that like to just hang out in people's yards. So you do have to be pretty careful when you're driving at night, because if one of those runs out in front of your car, that can cause a lot of damage. The other one that I found fascinating when I got here is there's bands of wild turkeys. So you'll just be walking through, you know, a town and you'll see 20 little turkeys just hanging out. Aside from that, you do have to be cautious about bears. They do come into some of the cities. So you have bear-proof trash cans and you just want to make sure you don't leave anything out that could be interesting to them. If you get up into Glacier, there are quite a few moose, but them and the bears, basically they don't really want to bother with you. So if you just are mindful of that and you don't get into their space, they're not going to do anything to you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had some experience with bears, but yeah, they don't want to mess with you as long as you don't scare them or mess with them. I know we had some, you know what we had here in Yorba Linda I saw the other day was turkey vultures. Have you ever seen turkey vultures?
I have not.
Oh, they're freaky looking birds, man. Google it. If you're totally bored later on today, Google turkey vultures and they go in flocks. You usually see, you know, a dozen or so together, but anyway, sorry, I digress. So let's see. Oh, how about the airport? Have you driven from Montana to California?
I have only flown. My parents do make that drive every year. The drive is a couple days. So you do want to plan ahead, kind of have an idea of where you want to stop, how many times you want to stop, because once you get into kind of that rural area, your hotels are a little bit more limited. The flights are pretty simple. You generally can't find a whole lot of direct flights here, which is the only, you know, downside, I guess. But the Kalispell Airport, which is 5 minutes from where I live, is the easiest airport to fly in and out of. It is very tiny. It hasn't been renovated for probably 50 years. And it's nothing like the California airports. You just pretty much walk on the plane, walk off. Security is maybe 5 minutes.
That's so. Probably how the old Ontario airport used to be back in the day. So, and then, so you'd go there, you're 5 minutes away from an airport. Then which city would you fly into to get to California before you get to California?
Generally, there's a layover in either Colorado or Salt Lake City. Those are the two hubs that they tend to direct planes in and out of.
And then the flight from, let's say, out your door to the door in California is 5 hours later. So I guess it depends on the layover, obviously.
It depends on the layover. It depends on what airline you're flying. And obviously, you know, Orange County is a little bit easier to get in and out of than LAX.
Yeah, that's true.
And here you do have to kind of worry about the weather in the winter to make sure they can actually take off.
Yeah, you got to check ahead of time. That makes sense. What's a gallon of gas there in Montana right now? This is something people like to hear.
So it's substantially cheaper. My understanding is in LA, like $6 or $7 now?
Yeah, it's around $6. Yeah, right now.
So we just filled up with diesel a week ago and it was $3.45 a gallon.
Wow.
So it's a lot cheaper here.
Yeah, that is nice. So what advice would you give any Californians who are thinking of moving to Montana?
My biggest piece of advice would be to, before you actually purchase here, maybe spend a year here, go through the entire, you know, gamut of all the seasons, make sure you can handle living in the snow because it does come with challenges such as having to, you know, shovel your driveway every day to leave, you know, you have to be mindful of starting your car to make sure that, you know, nothing freezes over there. The roads can be a little bit trickier to drive because we do still have quite a few back roads here. So I would recommend just kind of tackling all those things, making sure you're okay with them before you move here. Because as I said earlier, a lot of people moved here during COVID, but once they really experienced all the seasons, they were on their way right back to California. And if you're moving here, it's surprisingly relatively comparable to California pricing wise.
Really? The price. So the housing, that's my next question, is the housing market. So do you have a four bedroom, what's your standard four bedroom, 2000 square foot house? Do you have any information on that? What that would possibly cost?
It really depends on the neighborhood that you're in and if it's a fixer upper or a new build. Interestingly here, we don't have a lot of the big builders, like for example, Lennar or Pulte. In these neighborhoods, you'll have maybe 5 to 10 small builders who will buy a couple plots and then build their product. So if you're looking for just, you know, a four bed, two bath, 2000 square foot house in Kalispell that was maybe a couple of years old, you can still pick one up for about $650, $700. So I guess it's not as bad as California, but you're not saving a ton of money. And if you're renting here, it is very expensive.
Wow. So yeah, it's simple supply and demand. That sounds like a very low supply.
There is, and we went through the same thing that California did a couple of years ago where everything just boomed.
Do you have any idea what that house was at around 650? Any clue, and you may not, but what it was worth 5, 6 years ago? Has it doubled, do you think?
It hasn't quite doubled. I can tell you personally, our home was built in 2019 and we have, I think, like $350,000 in equity. So the prices have gone up quite a bit, but you can still afford to live here, I guess, is the best way of saying that. Some, I mean, 5, 10 years ago, you could still buy houses for, two, 300,000.
Yeah, that California effects had a quite an influence on a lot of the states that we've been talking to. So now, what about the real estate market? Is it neutral? Is it a seller's market right now, or is it a buyer's market?
Again, it kind of depends on what you're looking for. I definitely have noticed homes are staying on the market a lot longer. They're not moving as quick, and we are seeing some price reductions. Interestingly enough, those big multi-million dollar homes that are on the lakes are, we are actually seeing some very, very large price reductions, like 300,000, 400,000. So I think that a lot of people were trying to see what they could get for these homes. As far as if you buy into just a normal neighborhood, it's definitely still a seller's market to a certain degree because Montana is a very large tourist state. So we do have a lot of seasonal people that live here. A lot of the businesses too are seasonal. So they'll either close down during the winter or have limited hours.
Okay. And then, okay, here's something that all Californians want to know. Is there an in and out there?
There is not, and there's not one coming to town anytime soon. The biggest culture shock with that, to me, to be honest, was the Walmarts here are huge. The Walmarts here, you can buy pretty much anything and everything you could possibly think to need. We have Costco, but we don't have Trader Joe's. We don't have Sprouts. We don't have a lot of fast food chains like Carl's Jr. isn't here. So that was kind of disappointing. I do miss Trader Joe's,
Yeah,
but
if I, can you, are there ethnic foods, or is there Chinese food or Mexican food, or?
there is some. There's a little bit. We do have, one Chinese buffet in town. We do have one, Mexican food place in town. The funny one here is, and I don't really know what this is about, there is a casino in almost every place you go. So you go out to eat, they're going to have maybe 5 or 6 slot machines. You go to the grocery store, they have slot machines. The mall, same thing. And then some of the little places downtown that you might go have poker rooms in the back.
Oh,
So
interesting.
it's very interesting. So I'm not really sure what that's for or what the draw is with that, because there is only one large casino, which is I think in Missoula. But it's just kind of funny because there's these little, I mean, you go to get gas and there's a casino.
Now, is it probably Indian casinos? Do you know, or?
I don't think they are. We do have a reservation pretty close to here, but the gambling laws here are definitely interesting. I know that as far as like your winnings and your max bets and all that, they're much lower. You still have a designation between liquor stores. So I guess, and I learned this when I came here, all the restaurants have to stop serving alcohol at 8 o'clock at night. And a lot of places aren't open on Sundays.
Interesting. So on the casinos, do they have tables, or just black, or just poker and slots? Or do you know?
Just poker and slots.
Okay. They don't have craps or roulette that you're aware of.
No, these are not high-end casinos. It's pretty much a room in the back of a gas station where they could fit 5 or 6 machines.
Oh, that's
It's always
hilarious.
busy.
Well, this has been fantastic. I think you've helped a lot of people out, especially the fact that knowing some Californians who's moved there and moved back because of that weather, they have to really probably come and stay for a year to make sure they're going to be okay with this stuff.
Yeah, and you do want to make sure that you enjoy maybe a little bit more rural of a way of life. So, we don't have the huge freeways, like I said. We don't have that many huge grocery stores. You do want to be mindful here as well of making sure you always are stocked up on certain things because we do have power outages. And there are days that the sheriffs will come out and say, don't drive unless you absolutely have to because the roads are so dangerous.
Wow. Well, I appreciate your time and doing this. It's just been great. I've known you since you were a little baby, I think, right? So it was good to reconnect with you after moving there. So, and make sure you tell your mom and dad hi, And I just appreciate you doing this. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, all right, everybody. Hey, if you like this show, please subscribe and listen to some of our other shows. And again, thank you for listening and watching another episode of The Jones Zone. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into The Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.